Thank you. Last week in Istanbul during the World Water Forum, I think it was the chair of the European Parliament Development Subcommittee who introduced a law to be ratified by the European Parliament to make compulsory water impact assessments, such as environmental impact assessments. So what Jason was saying was pretty much along the same lines. Any other questions or contributions from the audience? Yes. Just 1 second, please. Yes.
Yes, thank you. Actually, I want to ask a question to Mark. He has estimated the area's loss due to climatic change, means grain-producing areas lost. And also, he also showed some green areas where there is a gain. For example, some losses in U.S., but there are gains of area in the Canada, etc. Has he done any kind of analysis whether there is a net effect is more loss or is there any gain is 1 point. Second point is there any distributional consequences? Say there is more area in India versus reduced area in the U.S. will have any distributional aspect. Thank you.
Yeah, the results that we're showing is that you're moving out of prime productivity land in the U.S. and then moving into Canada, and then there's also these areas in Russia and parts of Russia that come in, which I think are not as sustainable or as high yield. It could be that the soils will develop over time, but those are not as stable soils, as not as productive soils. So the net loss of those land use changes is also negative, in addition to the loss of productivity in areas that do stay in maize. And we are finding that typically, the U.S. is quite hard hit in our results, and we're still comparing with other studies as well. But Sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia tend to get hit very hard on not just maize, but on wheat and rice as well from the climate change assessment that we're doing. So it has, in a sense, negative distributional impacts there. But also because of the U.S. going out, if it goes out in a large way, that is going to result in much higher prices in the markets, which could help some farmers but also hurt poor consumers in the developing world.
Thank you, Mark. This concludes panel one, and I'm inviting Eric to the podium to officially conclude and make announcements for the rest of the day.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your chairmanship of this panel. Thanks to our speakers.